This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Mark, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be reading from Cook Like a Star, June-July 2025 issue of Food Network Magazine. Now, this was copywritten in the year 2025 by the Food Network Magazine Incorporated. And we're going to start with some more grill recipes. Fruit for dinner. Make watermelon, plums, and more the star of your meal. Now, these next four recipes are from the Food Network Kitchen. And we'll start with nectarines. Grilled ginger lime chicken with nectarines. Active time about 25 minutes, total 35 minutes, and this will serve four. You'll need 8 skin-on, bone-in chicken thighs, about 2.5 pounds. You need 1 teaspoon grated, peeled, fresh ginger. 2 tablespoons fish sauce. 1 tablespoon packed light brown sugar. 2 teaspoons finely grated lime zest, plus 1 tablespoon of lime juice. 1.5 teaspoons chili garlic sauce, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 2 tablespoons vegetable oil, 4 nectarines, that's about 1.5 pounds, 1/2 cup torn fresh mint, and 1/4 cup salted roasted peanuts, chopped. First, preheat a grill to medium-high and prepare for indirect grilling. On a charcoal grill, bank the coals to one side. On a gas grill, turn off half the burners. Toss the chicken with the ginger, 1 tablespoon of fish sauce, and 1 teaspoon each of brown sugar, lime zest, and lime juice, and chili garlic sauce. Season with salt and pepper. Place the chicken skin side up on the cooler side of the grill. Cover and cook until a thermometer inserted into the thickest part registers 165 degrees. That will be about 20 minutes. Move to direct heat and cook uncovered, flipping occasionally until the skin is charred and crisp. About 5 minutes more. 2. Meanwhile, make the dressing. Whisk 2 tablespoons of water and the remaining 1 tablespoon of fish sauce, 2 teaspoons of brown sugar, 1 teaspoon of lime zest, 2 teaspoons of lime juice, and 1/2 teaspoon of chili garlic sauce in a large bowl. Whisk in the vegetable oil. 3. Thinly slice the nectarines and add to the dressing along with the mint, peanuts, and 1/4 teaspoon of salt. Toss, divide the chicken and the nectarines among the plates. Fish tacos with watermelon salsa. Active about 30 minutes, a total about 30 minutes, and it serves 4. And you will need 4 cups diced seedless watermelon, 1/2 small red onion, finely diced, 1/2 cup roughly chopped fresh cilantro, juice of two limes, plus lime wedges for serving, one jalapeno pepper seeded and finely diced, one tablespoon plus 2 teaspoons extra virgin olive oil, plus more for the grill, and kosher salt. 1 pound skinless wild striped bass fillets. 1 teaspoon chipotle chili powder. 1 romaine lettuce heart, thinly sliced. 8 corn tortillas. 1 avocado sliced. First, make the watermelon salsa. Combine the watermelon, red onion, cilantro, lime juice, and jalapeno in a medium bowl. Toss with 1 tablespoon olive oil and 1/2 teaspoon of salt and set aside. 2. Preheat a grill to high. Sprinkle the fish on both sides with the chili powder and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Drizzle both sides with the remaining 2 teaspoons of olive oil. Oil the grill grates, then add the fish and grill until marked and cooked through about 4 to 5 minutes per side. Transfer the fish to a plate and break into bite-sized pieces. Meanwhile, toss the lettuce with 2 tablespoons of the juices from the watermelon salsa and a pinch of salt. Warm the tortillas on the grill and fill with the fish, watermelon salsa, avocado, and lettuce. Serve with lime wedges. Grilled flatbread with pork and pineapple. Active time, about 40 minutes. Total time, 40 minutes. And this will serve 4. And you will need extra virgin olive oil for brushing. 1 pound refrigerated pizza dough at room temperature. 1 pork tenderloin, 1 to 1 1/4 pounds, trimmed. Kosher salt and freshly ground pepper. 1/3 cup teriyaki glaze. 1/2 pineapple, peeled, cored, and thinly sliced. 1 red onion, sliced into thick rings. 1 1/2 cups shredded whole milk mozzarella cheese, about 6 ounces. 1/2 cup fresh cilantro. First, preheat a grill to medium high. Brush a baking sheet with olive oil. Place the pizza dough on the pan and turn to coat with the oil. Set aside. 2. Slice the pork lengthwise down the center almost all the way through, then open it like a book and flatten it with your hands. Season the pork with salt and pepper and brush all over with 2 tablespoons of teriyaki glaze. Brush the pineapple and onion slices with olive oil and season lightly with salt and pepper. 3. Brush the grill grates with olive oil. Arrange the pineapple and onions on one side of the grill and the pork on the other. Grill the pineapple and onion until tender and lightly charred, 2 to 3 minutes per side. Transfer to a plate. Grill the pork until cooked through, about 6 minutes per side. Transfer to a cutting board. 4. Stretch the pizza dough into a 9 by 12 inch rectangle on the baking sheet. Reduce the grill heat to low. Place the dough directly on the grill and cook until puffed on top and charred on the bottom, about 1 to 2 minutes. Flip and top with cheese. Cover and cook until the crust is cooked through and the cheese is melted, about 2 to 3 minutes. Transfer to a cutting board. Cut the pineapple and pork into bite-sized pieces. Scatter over the crust along with the onion. Drizzle with the remaining teriyaki glaze and sprinkle with the cilantro. Now cut it into pieces. Plums. Grilled turkey with plum salad. Takes about 35 minutes and will serve four. You'll need 1.5 pounds of turkey cutlets, a pinch of cayenne pepper, 1 1/4 teaspoon of ground coriander, kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper, 5 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, 3 firm plums cut into 1-inch wedges, 2 teaspoons fresh lemon juice, 8 cups of baby arugula. Now first, preheat a grill to medium high. Place the cutlets between 2 sheets of plastic wrap and pound with a meat mallet until about 1/4 inch thick. Transfer the cutlets to a bowl and toss with the cayenne and 1 teaspoon of coriander, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper, and 1 tablespoon of olive oil. 2. Toss the plums with the remaining 1/4 teaspoon of coriander, 1 pinch of salt, and 1 tablespoon of olive oil. Grill the plums, turning once until just starting to soften, about 3 to 4 minutes. Set aside. Grill the turkey until cooked through, about 2 minutes per side. 4. Finely chop a few of the grilled plum wedges. Add to a large bowl. Stir in the lemon juice, the remaining 3 tablespoons of olive oil, and 1/4 teaspoon each of salt and black pepper. Add the arugula and toss. Divide the turkey among plates and top with the salad and the remaining grilled plums. And now a few recipes under the title Week Night Cooking. These recipes are out of the Food Network Kitchen and submitted by Young Sun Hoo, Steve Jackson, Kim Klatskin, Andy Lang, and Amy Stevenson. And our first recipe, pan-seared chicken thighs with curried rice noodles. This will take about 40 minutes and serves a total of 4. And you will need 4 skin-on, bone-in chicken thighs, about 1.5 pounds, kosher salt, and freshly ground pepper, 8 ounces of thin rice noodles, 1 small onion halved and thinly sliced, large cubanelle peppers, stemmed, seeded, halved crosswise, and thinly sliced lengthwise, 1 tablespoon curry powder, 2 tablespoons oyster sauce, 1 tablespoon low-sodium soy sauce, 1/2 teaspoon sugar, 1.5 cups snow peas, about 4 ounces, ends trimmed, sliced on the bias, 1 cup shredded carrots, 1 lime cut into quarters. First, bring a large pot of water to a boil. Meanwhile, season the chicken with salt and pepper. Place the chicken skin side down in a cold, large, nonstick skillet. Set over medium heat and cook until the skin is crisp and golden, about 15 minutes, adjusting the heat as needed. Flip and cook until the chicken is cooked through, another 8 to 10 minutes. Remove the chicken to a plate. Pour off all but 2 tablespoons of the fat from the pan. While the chicken is cooking, add the rice noodles to the boiling water and cook 1 minute less than the package directs. Then drain. 3. Add the onion and cubanelles to the skillet with the reserved chicken fat. Season with salt and pepper and stir fry until the onion softens about 1 to 2 minutes. Add the noodles and curry powder and cook, tossing gently with tongs until the curry powder is evenly distributed. Drizzle the oyster sauce and soy sauce on top and sprinkle with sugar. Toss to combine. Add the snow peas and carrots and cook, tossing until the snow peas are bright green, about 1 minute. Season with salt to taste. 4. Divide the noodles, chicken, and lime wedges among the plates. Peking style sweet and sour pork and peppers. This takes about 40 minutes. It will serve 4. You'll need vegetable oil for shallow frying, 8 thin pork cutlets halved, about 1.5 pounds total, 1 cup plus 2 tablespoons plus 1 teaspoon of potato starch, 3/4 cup plus 1 teaspoon of dark brown sugar, kosher salt, and freshly ground white pepper, 2 pinches of Chinese 5 spice powder, 1/2 cup ketchup, 4 teaspoons of hoisin sauce, 2 tablespoons Worcestershire sauce, 2 teaspoons distilled white vinegar, 2 bell peppers, 1 green, 1 red, cut into 1-inch pieces, steamed white rice for serving. First, fill a large skillet with 1/2 inch of vegetable oil. Heat over medium heat until a deep fry thermometer registers 375. Toss the pork with 1/4 cup of cold water, 2 tablespoons of potato starch, 1 teaspoon of brown sugar, 3/4 teaspoon of salt, and a pinch each of white pepper and 5 spice powder in a large bowl until combined. Whisk together 1/2 cup of cold water, the remaining 1/4 cup of brown sugar, the ketchup, hoisin sauce, Worcestershire, vinegar, and remaining pinch of 5 spice powder in a cup until smooth. Mix 1 teaspoon each potato starch and cold water in a small bowl for a slurry. Put the remaining 1 cup of potato starch on a plate. 3. Dredge the pork in the potato starch, shaking off any excess. Working in batches, fry in the hot oil, flipping once until golden, about 3 minutes. Drain on a paper towel. Season with salt. Pour off all but 1 tablespoon of oil from the skillet. Add the bell peppers and a pinch of salt. Stir fry, tossing until blistered, about 1 minute, adjusting the heat as needed. Remove the peppers to the plate with the pork. Add the brown sugar mixture to the skillet and bring to a boil, stirring to dissolve the sugar, about 1 minute. Stir in the slurry until slightly thickened, about 1 minute. Adjust and toss to coat. Divide among plates and serve with white rice. Warm potato escarole and tinned fish salad. It'll take you about 25 minutes. Serves 4. And you will need 4 large eggs, 1 pound of baby Yukon gold potatoes, halved if large, kosher salt, 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil, 2 shallots thinly sliced, 2 tablespoons of capers in brine, drained, 2 tablespoons of white wine vinegar. 1 medium head of escarole, about 10 ounces. Tough leaves removed, inner leaves chopped. 4 stalks of celery, thinly sliced. Freshly ground pepper. 2 5-ounce tins, good quality sardines or other tinned fish, in olive oil, drained. First, bring a small saucepan of water to a boil, then reduce to a simmer and gently add the eggs. Simmer for 8 minutes, then transfer to a bowl of ice water to cool completely. Peel and set aside. Reserve the saucepan. Meanwhile, put the potatoes in a medium saucepan and cover with water by 1 inch. Season with salt. Bring to a simmer and cook until tender, 12 to 15 minutes. Drain and transfer to a large bowl. 3. While the potatoes are still hot, heat the olive oil in the reserved small saucepan over medium heat. Add the shallots and cook until they begin to wilt, 1 to 2 minutes. Add the capers and season with salt and pepper. Remove from the heat and whisk in the vinegar. Pour over the hot potatoes, tossing the coat. Add the escarole and celery and toss again. 4. Divide the salad among the shallow bowls. Have the eggs lengthwise and add to the bowls. Season with salt and pepper. Arrange the sardines or tinned fish on top. And let's finish with a side dish. Broccolini with chili crisp red pepper sauce. Now trim 2 bunches of broccolini and toss on a baking sheet with 3 tablespoons of olive oil, a big pinch of salt, and a few grinds of pepper. Bake at 475, tossing once until charred at the edges and crisp tender. That will be about 12 to 15 minutes. Combine 3/4 cup of jarred roasted peppers and 1 tablespoon each of chili crisp and olive oil in a food processor. Pulse until smooth and serve with the broccolini. Melon with spicy cilantro sauce. Another healthy side. Combine 1 cup each of fresh cilantro and parsley in a blender with 1 serrano chili, seeded if you want less heat. 1 crushed small garlic clove, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 1 teaspoon each of lemon zest and kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cumin, and 1/4 teaspoon of ground cardamom. Puree, drizzling in 1/3 cup of olive oil. Arrange 12 ounces of sliced melon on a platter. Season with salt and pepper. Drizzle with the sauce. Top with toasted sliced almonds and more herbs. Well, I'm afraid that's all the time that we have for today. This has been Mark with Cook's Corner. Sure hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the Audio Reading Service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana.